And in Jesus' name, we're coming boldly today, a needy people. And God, thank you again and again and again for every need. Lord, help us to look up to you and to give you all the thanks, God, and all the praise. Lord, help us to have a heart that would just continue in prayer this morning. God, not because it's unbelief, but just continuing that sweet counsel with our friend that sticketh closer than a brother, our personal Savior, Jesus. Lord, thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you. Oh, thank you so. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your tenderness. Thank you, God, that you are touched with our infirmities. Lord, thank you that you know. Lord, thank you that you know. And Lord, we commit that to you today. God, help us to be quick to believe that, Lord, to be quick to embrace the one that is embracing us. Lord, thank you again for your hand, of that hand that we will never depart from. Thank you for that hand, Father, that no man can pluck out of. Thank you for that Godhead that is so for your people this morning. Lord, thank you for the will of God that stands before us and behind us. Lord, thank you for your love that causes us to will and to do of your good pleasure. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, open your word to us this morning, God. Break it upon us, Lord Jesus. Anoint us, Lord, with your oil. Cleanse us with your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to Samuel, the first book of Samuel. We'll be in the 15th chapter. The visit the mighty hand of God, his faithfulness, the word of the Lord to us. Reading from the first verse of the 15th chapter. Samuel said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over this people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Respond, hear him, let him work effectually. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way, and when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek, and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not." Let me tell you something, when God fights a battle, you better get your goodness out of it, and let him do it. Let him do it. "But slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass." You think how we fight wars today. No wonder we don't win them. Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 2,000 men of Judah. Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, the Amalekites, "Lest I destroy you with them, for you showed kindness to all the children of Israel, when they came up out of Egypt, so the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites." See, God knows what he's doing. He'll spare whom he's going to spare. Let him do it. "And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur." This is over against Egypt. "And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them." See? Started seeing something in his own self and his own mind, didn't he? "But everything that was vile and refuge, that they destroyed utterly." But see, God counted it all that way. "Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, 'It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king,
For he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and has gone about, and passed on, and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said to him, Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. My goodness, it's time to be still. And Samuel said, What meaneth this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? And Saul said, They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. Notice he didn't include himself that time, did he? He knew. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. Notice how he jumped in on that. Notice these little things. I know I'm not talking about you. Notice the little things. Then Samuel said unto Saul, Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, Say on. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And now the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices? As in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. And this is where we're going to be today. And to hearken than the fat of the lambs. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Listen to that. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Now, there's a lot of stuff in here, and it would take eternities to exhaust, but we're going to get just a morsel today, brothers and sisters, and I believe what's so magnified in here to my heart this morning to you is the whole counsel of God, the whole counsel of God. Brothers and sisters, if we really desire to please God in the highest, we would desire to be a king. Do you know the word of God calls us that? Again, by his grace, those that might attain to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In Revelation 4, it speaks of the four living ones, the company that is seen as the full overcomers in Christ, the bridal company that is taken before the tribulation begins. As we sung this morning, I'll be there. At the first trumpet sound, I'll be there. Those four living ones are the only company that's found in the midst of the throne. In the midst of the throne, ruling and reigning jointly with Jesus Christ, glorified together with God. How wonderful. How wonderful. The closest place to Jesus. How wonderful. That's what it is. Praise the Lord. But he says, I have made thee, thou hast made thee, kings unto God. Kings. And brothers and sisters, if that's a desire of our heart, and I pray it is, and I believe God draws us into this place, because that's the message by his grace we've heard here for decades. Decades. Praise his name. And has been in this word, praise the Lord, for many thousands of years, but more importantly, in ages past, the very desire of the will of God. But brothers and sisters, we come here. And if we desire to take that place that pleases God in the highest, it's a place where we will hearken and obey all the word of the Lord. See, this is a brother that so magnifies. We're in a day and an age where God tells us that we are fighting the good fight of faith. He says unto those that have truly accepted and received the whole counsel of God, that truly want to be the race runners, the race winners, the Philadelphia company full of the brotherly love, the Tielio crowd that says, I have finished, praise God, my course. One with Christ, come on now. I'm ready to be offered. Paul said, not unto me only, but to all them also that love his appearing. If that's something that you desire, brothers and sisters, this is it. But we have in front of us one that did not treasure that crown. One did not cherish that crown. And as the Lord says unto that company of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, you've been called to it. You're hearing the message. God just doesn't throw it around willy-nilly. He's got purpose in his message. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. What does this wedding ring mean to you? Do you take it lightly? Or is it something when the couples come here, and I can't help but speak of it every time. Look at it every day. Cherish this. Understand what it means. A chaste virgin to him. A glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Thou hast a little strength. Praise be to God that you haven't denied my name. Praise be to God that there's many things, but the one thing thou hast not left, my first love. I love you. I love you. This is what this is about. This king, he squandered it. Somehow, some way, in his own might, he thought that he didn't need to hearken to all the word of God. He thought that he could choose bits and pieces of maybe what he thought that he could do. He thought that maybe I can do it my way. Let's get right to the point. He did what he felt was right. He was influenced by people. People that he cared for. People that cared for him. Maybe he even thought in his own goodness, man, they could sure use that. But what did God say? And God has been dealing with my heart the more at this time. God help me and keep me ever from hurting you with my evil goodness. God help me to want for us in Christ all the perfect and complete will of God. Are we in it with him? With Christ? This is what he wants. This is such evidence, brothers and sisters, that as King Saul, we can know of the gospel. He knew what the Lord wanted. He heard the word of the Lord. We can have knowledge of the scriptures. But without anointing. Without anointing. And don't be confused with what the anointing is. It's love. Without the anointing in our lives, brothers and sisters, as the word of God tells us, without love, faith profits nothing. Nothing. You could have it all up here, but without love, it profits nothing. We come into this place, brothers and sisters, and we rejoice in this gospel of the glory. We live, praise the Lord, in a time that we rejoice in. Most people are murmuring in this time. Most people are saying, man, if I could go back to the 1950s, it was good then. Man, I'll even take the 60s with them crazy guys. It was better then. At least I could get a job. Come on, you know how it is. And then some jump back centuries. And then you got Christians that say, oh, if I could have only just walked with Moses. Praise God, I'm walking with Paul. I'm being instructed under the Holy Ghost. And I wouldn't change it for a thing. Because, brothers and sisters, we live in the time that the Father is seeking and searching for the true worshipers. the true worshipers. This is the Almighty God. This is his desire to the highest for the true worshipers who will worship me in spirit and in truth. Yeah, that wasn't offered to them. We have a better thing. And yes, we're going to be pressed out of measure for that better thing. There were ones like Job and Moses, Joseph, Esther, all of them. There were some very pressing things, brothers and sisters. But I'll assure you, if you're running for God's best right here, you are being pressed out of measure to the heights of glory. And you are. I remember there was a time in my life growing up, I thought, you know, Lord, I got it so good. You know, maybe I don't have enough trial. I have to say that believing, sister, to even give that testimony anymore. But that's how immature. God's got a perfect plan for us. And let me tell you something, he's brought the trial. He's brought it good. Matter of fact, he's brought it perfect. And thanks be to God, I got a perfect God who loves me so that now in these lion's den and in these fiery furnaces, there's not the murmuring there used to be. Mm-mm. There isn't. There isn't, I wonder if I'm going to get out of here anymore. There isn't. There isn't a doubt, praise his name, because of the grace of God. That you've already made the way of escape for me. And the escape's already here with me. It's done. It's finished. And yes, it's uncomfortable. And yes, it's not joyous for the moment. But I know. I know. That it's working a far more eternal weight of glory. Oh, I'm coming forth. I'm coming forth. You're coming forth. The manifestations of the Son of God is just about to break forth. We be still and just suffer together with him just a little while. A little while. Oh, in due time, I will exalt you. Not going to exalt me as somebody, oh, look at him and look at this and that. No, no, he's going to exalt me because he loved me. He's going to exalt his love in me. He's going to exalt me because, praise God, I received the love that he had for me. That it didn't matter what I was going through. That it didn't matter what was facing me. It didn't matter. But what mattered was him. That, Lord, this is the way that I must take because this is the cross that you said, son, take up your cross. Just a little bitty one. But I can't bear a little bitty one. But he can. But he can. Oh, hallelujah. Where are we? Praise God. In heaven. Yes, we are. We're seated with him. Let's get with it. But brothers and sisters, whether it was Rebecca, the bride for Isaac, or the virtuous woman in the Proverbs, or the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon, they all had one thing in common. They loved to hearken and obey the Lord. They knew it was a privilege. It wasn't, oh, God has commanded me. We got through that long time back. Come unto me. Come on. Let's fellowship together. Let's have a good time. Look, I prepared a feast for you. Remember as he invited all of those ones that wanted to burn you and sizzle you? No, I got a feast for them around in the presence of your enemies. Got them, sit them right here. Man, he's sitting close to me. Oh, I got him right next to you, honey. So I want him to see and to take note how much I love you. Now, brothers and sisters, we have been called to the all. The all. We've got the God of all, and he's called us to the all. To be filled with all the fullness of God. To grow up into him in all things. All. See, he's not lacking a thing, and we're not lacking a thing. And he wants us filled with all of it. Full, praise be to God, those ever-expanding wineskins. Amen? More of me and more of me. What's got to happen? Got to expand. How's it going to happen? He's got to pour more in. Working lots of different things. Gets uncomfortable, those growing pains. We understand it. But oh, the fruit that comes forth. Ask any woman here about having a baby. If she's had one, she'll tell you it hurt. But as she looks at that baby and that child, it hurts so good. Praise be to God. The fruit. The fruit. Hallelujah, how he does this. But you see that enemy, he's doing his level best to steal the crown. And how he does it every single time is just like he did it to King Saul here. Turning our ear from the truth. Thinking we're going to do things that are convenient for the moment. Cutting a deal. And then trying to justify it. Well, it was good for them. Or it worked out okay. It's not good. It's abomination. It's wickedness. Look at what it said. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. That's a pretty strong word. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Quit being stubborn for the things of God. Respond and respond quickly. It's so much easier. Praise God, let's get to the joy. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. God, bring us along. But brothers and sisters, when we turn from the truth, we cease to obey. We can be satisfied, as we were mentioning earlier, as those saints at Ephesus. I've labored for the love for the Lord. I haven't fainted. Yet the Lord said, I got one thing against you, and it's the mark for the prize. You left your first love. When you love, you obey, don't you? Yeah. When you love, you're willing. When you love, there's a joy in it. That's what God, that's the only way faith works. Faith worketh by love. Faith worketh by love. You can know of the scripture, but it's not going to work effectually in you until you receive the love of God. The more of the love of God you'll receive, the more of the truth you'll believe. If you're still having a hard time with how can Christ allow me to rule and to reign with him, you haven't seen the love of God to its fullest. To be glorified together with him. You haven't seen the love of God and what he wants. What don't we understand if somebody loved you so much that I could say, what's mine is yours? I can understand that. Most people could understand that naturally. But I'm thinking about God, come on. That's God. Yes, it's God. And more importantly, he said it. And he wants that for you. He wants you to be bold in not what you're going to get, but bold in his love that brings that. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He wants me to take that place. I know it's not of me. I know it's only of his strength and of his grace. But that's what defeats us, is we shy away from hearkening, responding. And we're without excuse because it's love. How could you not respond to the love of God? Because you're hearing other things. Because you're going by feeling. Because you're going by things that you think are better than the word of the Lord. Call it what it is. These strong words. But God uses strong words because he loves you. And he knows. And you don't know anything. You don't. And it's good. That's why I can be confident on God. When I really, and he brings me to this all the time, but when I get to the point, Lord, I don't know. Lord, I can't do it. Lord, I am absolutely insufficient, ignorant for this. Now stand back, son, and watch the mighty hand of God. Yeah. We're all in one of those right now. You just can't see it. But see him. And you've seen everything. Now, I was thinking about even move along. Now we get to talking about the Lord and time flies, doesn't it? Are we in time shall be no more right now?
Come on.
Am I scaring you? Good. But you think about wedding vows. I love to be involved in a ceremony where two hearts love the Lord. There's nothing like it. That are coming together under the power and the hand of God to be made one. There's nothing like it. But time and time again, I hear, thank God not much here, but once in a while, we talk about vows. And if you think about the vows, and especially the vows for a woman, what she would say without fail all of those times, I promise to honor and obey. I promise to honor and obey. Do you know I mentioned that to a couple one time? It insulted her like you can't believe. Well, I'm not going to say that. And I just listened. It would be beneath me to say that. I will not honor and obey and do that. I'm an equal. What did God say? What did God say? You're one. Get equal out of your head. What does one mean? It's the same. But what does God say to take the place? Brothers and sisters, I'm talking about our relationship with the Lord. Get low. Submit, brothers and sisters. Submit to Him. I think about those words and what they mean to a marriage. They mean everything. It's a chaste virgin, complete submission. It's a complete surrendering. And what is it surrendering to? Love. Love. That what that is an expression of, just to let you know, is I believe in your love for me. Completely. I'm trusting completely you as my head, that you are my head, that you'll supply my every need. Yes, that's your Lord. Saul did not have this. He did not fully go after the Lord. He didn't. David did. And the joy of the Lord was his strength. Praise God for the bloody man. Praise God for the man that was the man's man, whatever you want to say. Praise God for a failure. Praise God for the grace of God. David always submitted to the Lord as his head. Even in his failure, the Lord was his head. He didn't try to make a deal with God. He didn't try to say, well, this was the reason, or tried to blame it on them. He had a moment of time there with Bathsheba. Don't get me wrong. But the word of the Lord came through the prophet, you're the man. Oh, yes, I am. And praise God, before thee and thee only have I sinned, Lord. But you've never moved. I was a little prodigal running around out there, but I came home and you were waiting. And he delighted in him. Then the man after God's own heart. You're my head. I don't know a thing. I'm just that little dumb shepherd boy that was out there with the sheep from the very beginning. Don't change. See, that's the faith as a child that'll grow up. We lose that childlike faith, don't we? Quick to believe God. Oh, I love that brother said all the time in the Word of God. Oh, you mean God said that? Well, I need that too. Oh, God said that? I need that too. Do you read this? And he said that. Oh, I need that too. And I need that too. And I need that too. Okay, let's wrap it up. Vashti. If you know her, she was the queen. She didn't want to come out when the king called her. Wasn't something she wanted to do. And the crown was taken from her and given to another that was better than her. All right? Brothers and sisters, there's a passion that's going on. And it is in this building, by God's grace, when we come together in Jesus' name, every time. Got your crown today? You got your crown today? Hold that fast. There's nothing more valuable. With many of you, I have run by God's grace with you for quite some time. There have been times I've been sitting on the byways and ones have come along and say, come on, brother. Run well. Let's finish together with a full joy. There's nothing that's worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. Nothing. There's no trial. There's no sickness. There's no heartache. There's no downsetting. There's no furnace. There's no lion's den that is worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in you. Now, you know what? I want that. Because I want Him. Because He's my glory. See, it's not man's glory. He's my glory. What glory we shall see? What glory I shall be. What glory we shall be. Are you ready to take it? It's His strength that holds it for you. And I'm never going to cast it. Because that ain't for me. By His grace, it's something I will never let go of. By His grace, it's something that He'll put upon my head. By His grace. We will reign with Him. Amen? Amen? Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank You. Lord, I believe we're hearkening today. What a mighty time. God, thank You that we're not being distracted this morning. Lord, this is the fullness of Your gospel. Because it's the fullness of Your love. Lord, thank You that it's about Your heart. Thank You, Lord, that it's about Your desire for us. Thank You, Lord, it's about Your faithfulness in us. Thank You, Lord, that we are Your workmanship. Thank You, Lord, that You cause us to will and to do of Your good pleasure. Thank You, Lord, for You. Lord, thank You that Your yoke is easy and Your burden is light. Thank You, God, that if You be for us, who could be against us? And thank You, God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. We give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.